Welcome to the Thirst World Problems Podcast, where we talk about drinks, current events, music, and more. Now, here's your host, Nick Dugal, and his panel of experts, B, Bell, and the infamous Doc.
Coke, nice frozen glass, man. Sets the mood right.
Well, this guy's taking a shot right away?
That's more than a shot. That's two shots right there.
That's big boy shot right there, yeah.
Wait, but what is this, though?
It's probably about an ounce and a half. Maybe two. I don't think it's 2 ounces, though.
That's weird, man.
No, it's not. That's normal for us.
That's what we do here on Thirst World. You got to go to church after, or what?
That's definitely
cool. I'm going to church. Church is chicken. Have you had church is chicken?
Is that in the UK?
No, it's U.S. It's probably I think it's better than Popeye's.
No.
Fuck that.
Better than Popeyes, better than KFC, better than whatever you guys.
Oh, Sobeys, man, the great chicken debate is going to start up right away.
Sobeys chicken, Superstar chicken. So good. Church's chicken is the best, man. Straight up.
Oh, this guy's mixing with what there? You got Coke there, too?
No calories, man. Coke zero.
Apple whiskey and Coke. No calories. Go water, then, man. Do a press.
No, man. You need that blackness.
Hey, preaching to the choir right here, man.
You need that blackness.
I mix mine with cranberry and a shot of green sourpuss here.
Beautiful.
Little line. Right, man. Washington Apple, they call this.
Throwing a big party.
Oh, tomorrow. Lads, you're right. I'm excited. A lot of crazy things happening this week.
It's the premiere, man. Who cares about the Avengers premiere? It's about Bell's premiere.
Woo, a lot of crazy things going on this week.
Red carpet. We didn't even get invited.
Black and white carpet, man. You have to have a certain level of street cred.
That's low, man.
I've been asking for you guys.
We get invited to this house every day.
Look at his face. What's that face you made?
How good is this?
Oh, see?
J.P. Weiser's Apple Whiskey. This is incredible.
Yo, you have the air conditioning on too, man. This is wild. I feel that.
It's always cold in here.
I feel that little whisk right on my eyebrows.
What do you think of that whiskey? You think that's smooth, sweet? What are you getting from that?
It's all nice, man.
So good.
It's all nice.
You could just drink that without anything.
Urban Dictionary, right? That's all nice, man.
Yeah.
And it's not even, I think it's 35. Right? That's still a good kick to it.
A little 35%.
Yeah. Good kick.
All of them
to
are
it.
Like that.
Great for
why
mixing.
Why are all the flavored ones a little bit just lower?
I think it's just because of what they cut it with or what they add to it with.
Cut it with.
They probably reduce the alcohol with more of the flavor, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Like a lot of the syrups and whatnot.
Then it's just going to be pure shit, man.
That doesn't make sense, man. You're telling me that they can't maintain a 40% alcohol?
Oh, no. They probably could, but I don't think it's as.
But they want it to be commercial. You want to be tasty, man.
I don't think it's as tasty if you keep it that strong.
But that 5% really makes that difference?
Apparently.
Does it make a difference in school?
It makes a difference to me because shit's 5% less.
If you look at all the vodkas too, it's crazy because like all the flavored vodkas are 5% lower too.
Yeah.
So I think it is something like that. I guess probably just the industry standard of what they do when they add the flavors. It took me a while there. Hey, I've been waiting on you guys for a minute. I had a couple of drinks.
Let's talk about your house party, man.
We'll get to it, man. I wanted to talk about flavored whiskeys because, like, when we were coming up, there was no flavored whiskeys.
No, there wasn't.
Right? Like, that wasn't a thing. And now they're coming. Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Flavor just probably got popular I'm going to say 5 years ago.
That's embarrassing.
Right? I think vodka started all off. And then, like, even rums. Like, we had that pineapple rum here the other
pineapple
day.
What was that?
There was one there, that other whiskey.
Oh, this one probably.
No,
the pecan
not this
one?
One. No, not this
Yo,
one.
Yo, that banana pecan?
That bottle on the end there. We got too many bottles here. I'm honestly looking at 30 bottles right now.
Okay,
the one on the end.
You talking about the Crown Royal?
No.
Salted?
That's
Yo,
my blood, man.
I met a dude who works for the Crown Royal factory today.
Nice, because I've been reaching out. I want to do a tour, because they do tours and stuff. And they're right down on the block from us. So, well, a couple hour drive, but.
Yeah, man.
I don't know how we're going to get back. That's the only problem. Well, if we drive out, how do we get back?
Simple, man. Just take the bus.
We got to take a tap car.
Hey.
From Gimli.
Can't do that. Can't do that shit.
I'm calling dibs on not driving out there then.
Man. The tour includes a bed right beside where they bottle the liquor.
Bed in a bucket.
Yeah, bed in a bucket.
There's a bed beside where they bottle the liquor.
And already we're just getting way off track. I don't even know what we started talking about.
We're still trying to figure out
what rum this guy was pointing at.
Cinnamon or something? Wait, just give me a second.
Fireball?
I know these.
Are you talking about the fireball?
I know listeners want to know what I'm talking about.
Are you talking about Fireball?
That's nasty, man.
You don't like Fireball.
Cinnamon is just.
Oh, Fireball's so nice.
Cinnamon and mint. Cinnamon, mint chocolate.
Okay, I see.
That 40 Creek copper pot.
Okay.
43%, no flavor, and it goes down like nothing.
I even like the honey spike one that we had
the other day too.
Was good.
So good. I think that's one of my new favorite whiskeys, actually.
My favorite whiskey for a while, especially for the summer, was Revelstoke made a pineapple whiskey. Used to mix that with coconut water and pineapple juice, just a little bit of pineapple juice and coconut water. Oh, man, I just drank a whole bottle of that on a nice summer day. I like fruity drinks, so I'd get in some trouble.
You gonna be bartending tomorrow or what? I don't want to talk about it for the first half hour.
Second half hour, he's gonna be naked, man, partying hard.
It's gonna be nice. No, so yes, I'm throwing a house party, getting ready to unleash a little bit of stress.
Okay, let's hold on.
Unleash? Have you seen the Thirst World Problems Instagram?
What?
Yeah,
you're not unleashing. It's not like you're. It's not
have
like
you ever seen that Instagram?
I see the
Thirst World
one or two.
Thirst World Pod.
I seen a couple.
It's always drinks happening, man.
Taste test. That's not drinking. Tomorrow I'm drinking.
When you
drinking.
Go, that's not a taste test, man. Taste test is just getting
your lips wet, man. You have to see what the whole drink feels like.
You're getting your lips wet. You're getting your fucking feet wet. You're getting your dick wet. You're getting everything, man. When you drink it the way
that's
you drink,
deep
it.
In that drink. Eh?
Yeah, exactly.
Deep in that drink. Holy.
When you guzzle that thing down.
This guy's talking about getting him in them guts.
It's over, man. It's over.
No, but yeah. So tomorrow should be fun. We're doing a black and white theme.
Oh, I have to wear black or white.
Or black and white, I'm perfect.
Exactly what you're wearing. I'm going to wear the exact same thing I'm wearing today.
Maybe class it up a little bit. Get rid of the
sweats. What do you mean class it up?
But
I'm always classy, man.
Okay, all right, good. Maybe give a little trim or something on there. No,
trim what?
Your beard, so you don't look homeless.
Beard's lined up, man.
What's wrong with my beard?
Beard's lined up.
Yeah.
What? This looks all wild down here.
What's wrong with my beard, man?
Got a little cow lick at the bottom of it, man.
That's how we roll. You should see how I draw it, man.
The sides do look nice, though. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
You just got to comb it maybe once in a while.
I combed it this morning.
Bell's got a couple shots here.
Yeah, man. This guy's just attacking.
He's got a couple shots on the table.
You want to start attacking? You want me to start attacking you? Let's talk about what's going on with your face right now. Why is one side of your face swollen?
This mofo here.
Why is one side of your face swollen right now? Explain.
Is it?
You want to know the worst of it?
Oh, on the left side?
Yeah.
We don't even know, man.
You want to know the worst of it?
It rotates every time he talks, man.
You want to know the worst of it? Is, like you're saying, left side of my face is swollen. My left ankle is still twice the size of my right ankle. It's like one side of my body is like, you know, normal dude. And the other side is like my 600-pound life is just living over here. My face is swollen. My ankle's swollen. It's a mess right now. And that's why I need to de-stress tomorrow. That's why I need to de-stress. That's why I make sure I got some meds that don't interfere with my
drinking. How are you going to party with the honeys tomorrow, man?
The more me to love, man. Just more me to love.
Which side do you think they're going to take, man? The left or the right side?
See, I got a little something for everybody. So, you know, need something big, it's over there. You need something a little smaller, it's over there.
This
enjoy.
Guy's half BBW, half fucking skinny guy.
Return of the BBW.
That's crazy. It's a new episode. It's a new day. Avengers premiere. We happening.
We got the Jets going on tonight too.
Big night in sports. We'll cover that. We'll talk hockey. We'll talk
huge
basketball.
Actually, yeah. We got three big games.
Another huge game is Avengers versus Thanos. That's a big game 7 match right there.
Well, we got the end game coming up too for Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I guess I'll never get unblocked from whom? That's the shitty part. I was expecting, you know what? Like, he's probably sour about the whole situation, then I'd get unblocked, but...
Your listeners know that?
That I'm blocked? Yeah, they know.
What's the story behind that?
During the time, you know, the big before the whole bang that everyone started doing shady shit, right? All these stories came out about him, and, you know, when you're talking about Huxtable, you know, you throw some big jabs on there, and then, you know, obviously his PR team tells you to stop. That makes you want to do more, so I continued on. The next thing I know, I got blocked. So,
can you give us a taste of one of those?
Honestly, I can't remember. It was like a year ago.
Okay.
There's so much. You know when you just like, you just, I don't know about you, but I always have something going on. And, you know, you just, what I usually do is like, just in my bookkeeping, I'll just tweet it. You know what I mean? So that way I can go back and be like, oh, that's pretty good. Like, I'll use that, right? So I did that, and then, yeah, the rest is history. But,
yeah, his life's history now.
His life is history. Let's talk about.
We'll get into that.
We're not going to talk about Cosby. That's
okay. Well, then let me get in now. Like we say, his life is history, but he's 80 years old at this point. So, like, how much time does he?
They're only giving him a 10-year sentence. Here.
Well, that's all they need, right?
That's too nice, man. They should have been like,
oh, that's crazy. Are you 10 years?
No,
that's
sentence
so low.
Sentences hasn't been done yet.
I heard
10 years floating around.
It's 10 years, and he has like some sort of like. I think there's no bail or something like that. Something ridiculous.
10 years is
but think about it, man. He's like mid-80s. 10 years, no way.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to look at that, though, man. You don't look at his age, right?
But that's how you have to look at it.
See, the last thing I heard is that like they were looking at like 10 years per count, and he had like however many counts. But still, they're not going to give him.
Doesn't he have like 200 counts, man?
He's got something ridiculous.
Well,
they're not going to give him like 500 years.
They charged him three counts, but they haven't.
I don't think they did sentencing yet. Like I think they're supposed to go back in the
14 days
or something
for,
and do
like,
sentencing.
He's
going to die in prison.
Yeah.
What does it matter, man? You do like you give him a 5 year, he's going to be gone, man. You know what I mean, like.
But that's the
thing.
Give
him 2 years.
Don't be so sure, man.
If I was a judge, I would be like, you know what? I'll give you 2 years. That would give him some hope, but then he has that last ounce of strength.
Just extend
man.
It.
Yeah.
Extend
like, you know
right
what? We're
going to
extend it. Sorry, Bill. You're going to be out tomorrow, but looks like you ain't going to be out ever again, right?
Just plant something in his room. But the whole thing is here is that he's lived through this and getting away with whatever he wanted to. Up until 80. So at that point, isn't it almost like, you know what, like didn't he kind of win in that regard as far as like the crime and the justice getting served? Like, yeah, he's getting hit now, but wouldn't you rather pay for your crime in the last 10 years of your life? Or
For sure. But it's just so crazy because he's such a model. Like I can't speak on in terms of the black community, but I'm assuming he was looked at as kind of like a father figure. Like, that's what it was kind of like, he's someone that everyone looks up to, right? And everyone did. And it's just like, holy shit, like, this guy just did one of the worst things. And on top of that, he's done it, like, hundreds of times, which is ridiculous. And for sure, obviously lives a great life so far, and he has tons of money. But now, like, his family and everything, and I feel like how we kind of recognize him and the pride he has, like, it feels like he's, like, it hits him hard. I don't know, like.
Well, yeah, it's definitely got to hit him hard. Yeah, I mean, and you're right about, like, the celebrity and the image that he put out there, like, not only in the black community, like you were saying, but, like, throughout, like, everyone you think of Cosby, like you said, like, father figure. And now what we're starting to see is those walls are coming down.
Break the walls down.
And now you have to live with the repercussions of that. And it's kind of leads into the whole thing that I'm sure we're going to get into later, because I know this guy was excited to talk about it, like the whole Kanye thing.
Speaking of black communities here.
Is that we put up all these celebrities on pedestals. And then I think we're finally starting to realize, slowly but surely, I guess, that we're giving these guys more credit than they deserve.
Let's. Do you mind if we transition to Kanye right now? Let's do it while we're at it, right? So, I'm pretty sure everyone knows Kanye went on this long, long rant and
days of rants.
Yeah, showing pictures of wearing, you know, Make America Great Again hats, which leads to affiliations with Donald Trump and leading all these leaders that he's surrounded with, and people like Chance the Rapper who's supporting him. How do you guys feel? I know you guys know how I feel about this, but how do you guys feel about Kanye doing this whole situation, knowing that two albums are coming out in the next month?
See, and that's just it for me. That's just it for me. Is remember, Kanye quit Twitter.
You just want the albums, eh?
That's what
you're greedy.
Look, he was gone. He was gone. Wasn't saying stuff. You know, was like, I'm done with this. Blah blah blah. Then all of a sudden, he's not on one album, two albums coming out in rapid succession. Mm-hmm. Now he's back on Twitter, mm-hmm. and the first thing that this guy does when he gets back to Twitter is start going off about, you know, he could pick anything to talk about his new albums, talk about the shape of his company, talk about, like, you know, his fashion. What he decides to come out with is some Trump supporting stuff. And they're like, the media's been relatively quiet about Trump recently. This isn't like he's rushing to his defense about anything that's going on right now. It's just Kanye trying to stir the pot again, if you ask me. And like, yeah, you want to say something that's going to get everyone riled up? Yeah, start talking about Trump again. All right. So he hops in, and that's the first thing that he starts doing. Does that seem coincidental? Does that seem like he's really generally reaching out? Like, there was a whole bunch of attacks that Trump was just suffering, especially with the whole strike in Syria and stuff. Like, if Kanye was worried about his friend at that point, like, that's the time to step up and be like, yo, like, guys, leave him alone. Like, I know him like this. I know him like that. He's a good dude. But, like, it wasn't. It was all quiet on the Western Front until Kanye showed up. And then he's the one who started stirring the pot, knowing full well what people are going to be upset the moment he started mentioning Trump.
B.
I was just disappointed, honestly. Like, Kanye, he's pretty one of my favorite artists, and we haven't heard much from him since Life of Pablo. And everyone's waiting on him, see what he's doing. Like, everyone's always, like, you see him, like, say, like, in popular media and the Kardashians or whatever, you see him or whatever. It's like, oh, shit, it's Kanye. He's still fucking alive. But when he came back, I was honestly just disappointed. Like, it was dope at first. He's talking about, like, Adidas and Nike, and he's talking about his shoes, like, prototypes of his shoes, different ones coming out, like the Yeezy basketball shoe and whatnot. So it's pretty cool. It's like, holy shit, this is like the Kanye everyone likes. And then he's mentioning albums, like his album, him and Kid Cudi as a band album. That's crazy. People have been waiting for that for so many years since 808s, right?
Kid Cudi is basically like just a replica of Kanye, like, which is crazy.
Like that album people have been waiting for a long, long time.
Yeah.
So there's so much hype behind that. He lets us know when Pusha T's album's coming out. He says Nas's album's done. Just dropping just bombs on people. Like, stuff people have been
waiting
for.
What about DJ Khaled? I thought DJ Khaled was doing Nas's album.
No, that was just one song he was, like, with him. But Kanye produced Nas's album.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Nas hasn't come out with an album for 7 years. 2012 was his last release.
There's a big thing going on with Nas, eh? What? Apparently they say Khalees, remember how he used to date Khalees, that girl that does the milkshake song? Apparently they're saying during the time of, what was it? There was a big, like, scandal going on. I forget what it was. But apparently they're saying, like, she came out and said, like, Nas, like, abused her and stuff like that. Like,
what? I don't know about that. I haven't heard that.
Isn't that his baby mama? Like, doesn't she have his kid?
Yeah. But anyways, anyway, go on.
I was just...
Not important, but go on.
Back to what I was saying is it was just building the hype so much, and it was just, you're getting so excited, and then it kind of takes a turn. I'm not saying it takes a turn in terms of, like, we don't want to alienate anyone that's politically has a different view, I guess, but it is well known that some views are very kind of radical and strongly with racial undertones that Donald Trump may have. So that association, that's honestly association I never would have thought that, right? So right now I just don't, like, I don't know. I don't really, I'm kind of turned off by, like, everything that's happening. I haven't even, like, looked into it because it just fucking pisses me off.
Did you stop following him?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't stop following
him. See, I'm the opposite of that. I enjoyed everything
that he did. I don't like it, man.
I enjoyed everything that he did because, one, you have to treat and, like, Have you guys been to a strip club, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, if a stripper, let's say they're doing a lap dance on you, right? And they start talking about what they do in their pastime, stuff like that. Are you thinking in your head, why are you telling me this shit? Or are you more thinking like, hey, shut up and fucking shake your ass and do your thing?
Well, I normally always find out their political leanings before I accept the lap dance.
What I'm getting at is I feel like a lot of people try to connect so hard with artists when in reality they should be treated like strippers. don't care about, I don't, honestly, this is my opinion. I don't care about Kanye West's views. I could give a shit about what he thinks. I could care less. I found it very entertaining because just the comments, people are like, this is so upsetting. Wow, can you do this to me? Like it's the end of the world. You know what I mean? Like,
how can you do this?
You know what I mean? Like, it's the end of the world. But at the same time, it's like, dude, like, I don't care what you think. Just shut up and fucking shake your ass while I give you money. That's literally it. You know what I mean? Be quiet. Put music out. That's all I care about. I don't care about what you think about life. I don't care about what you think about.
So it wouldn't bother you if Jay-Z came out and apparently he was racist?
If Jay-Z came out. Well, no,
Say there was something.
Kanye West is my favorite rapper.
Yeah, but you can't tell me that. Say your favorite, I don't know. Say Russell Westbrook, for example, in like a media, not a media briefing, but like an audio recording or something.
Yeah.
Said something derogatory, like towards, say, the white community or something like that.
I know where you're getting at.
That wouldn't affect your view of the person.
I only like Russell Westbrook on the court. I will not.
You can't say that, man.
I'm dead serious, man.
You can't say that.
You have to
man.
Treat these guys like entertainers, man.
Yeah, you do, but you can't you think say of, that, you, man. You think, is he an idol? Is Russell Westbrook a.
No.
Seriously?
He's not my idol.
Not your idol, but it's someone you look up to in terms of like work ethic and like how he plays the game, etc.
Oh, yeah. Like,
but those things go hand in hand.
Okay, but that's different, man.
But that with the personal side, like, you can't just be, the best basketball player, this and that, and then like LeBron, if that happened, it would be ridiculous.
What I'm getting at is, again, you're attached. You're too attached, man.
No, it's not attachment.
Yeah,
it's
man,
just,
that's what it
it's
is.
Just normal
it's
a, feelings,
it's
an, man.
No, no, it's not.
It's just a normal.
It's an attachment. Listen, when obviously you know I'm a huge OKC Thunder fan. Okay, when Kevin Durant left, I remember where I was. I was leaving from Kelowna, going back to Winnipeg. Okay. On the plane, I get a message that says Kevin Durant signing with Golden State Warriors. Don't get me wrong. I was devastated. And then maybe like a week later, I was like, all right, Kevin Durant's not my favorite player
Yeah,
anymore.
But keep in mind, what you're citing is a professional decision though, right? We're more so
thinking I could have been attached and be like, you know what? Fuck this team. I'm going to be a Warriors fan now. And that's what a lot of people do when it comes to sports. You think a lot of these people go from Heat fans, Cavs fans to Heat fans, back to the Cavs fans, and then wherever next LeBron's gonna
go.
Yeah,
but that's a professional Guilty. Decision, though, man. That's like an album. Right? That's like Kanye saying, "Oh, I'm not dropping an album." Okay, whatever, all good.
So
that's like Kevin Durant.
So who's your favorite? Who's your favorite artist?
Nas or Kanye or Jay-Z?
Pick one of them.
Nas.
Okay, so let's say Illmatic, one of the best albums of all time.
Yeah.
So the next, let's say he drops. Let's say you did not like. Hip Hop is Dead, whatever that album was.
Yeah.
Let's say you didn't like it. Is he still your favorite artist, or you're thinking, hey?
Yeah, because professionally that's fine, but if I love his music or one album, everyone has a bad album or whatever. But if I heard him being like, I hate white people, this and that, or whatever crazy derogatory term, that would seriously harm my view of the guy. Like. That's personal stuff.
But
it's
that's
not, it's
but
not
that's your view of. But that's your view of your opinion. Doesn't mean you still like his music, though.
Highly influence my. Hold on.
Who's your favorite wrestler?
My favorite wrestler
of all time.
That's a good question. I like Goldberg, but I'd say Undertaker is my favorite wrestler.
Undertaker. Okay, so let's say Undertaker says there's an audio of Undertaker dropping N bombs like crazy.
Yep.
And it goes viral, and do you think differently of him, or do you just go, hey, I'm just going to still watch his matches. I still like the guy.
Yeah, well, still watching his matches are different than, like, say, like, buying his stuff, or, like, you know what I mean? Like, supporting him now.
Yeah, but, like, it doesn't matter, man. Like, I think, like, again, you're getting too attached because you want to compare, you want to have his personal life and his career together. You want to be a part of what he does. And that's what a lot of people do with Kanye West. They want him to be Yeezys, everything, his clothing.
No, that's fine. You can do that all professional shit.
What I'm getting at...
Don't support someone, but it's going to change people's views if...
But that's his view, man. That's the thing.
That's fine, but...
So you're going against what he thinks?
No, I already said that. We're not looking at people's views. I'm just saying that no one knew that. right? And then out of nowhere, it's like, holy shit, we didn't think... Kanye's always been for, oh, the black community, or George Bush doesn't like black
people. He's
never
been part of the black community.
No, but think, but think about it. The George Bush doesn't like black people. Or he's always been on the side of that. Like, he hasn't said that, but that's the kind of vibe he gives off. So out of nowhere, it's like a complete flip-flop. It's right. it's like holy shit, I didn't know this. And then you kind of just think, I think differently of him. How about...
Okay, well, yeah, I'm going to wait on this.
Let me drop one more thing. One quick thing, please.
Go on.
So
go on.
There was one tweet. He goes, Obama didn't do anything for Chicago while he was senator, right? In my head, I'm thinking, what has Kanye West done for Chicago while he was making crazy amounts of money?
Oh, he's done a lot. I would say.
What has he done?
Well, you have. There's multiple things, right? Like, from the beginning of his career, he's referenced Chicago millions of times.
But that's referencing.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure he does a whole bunch of charity work that if we went back and looked, do I know? No, I'm
saying you think so.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Also, in terms of, like, up-and-coming talent, right? Like, random people.
Yeah,
like
he put his own guys on.
Stuff like
sure.
that, right? Like, he'll feature that. Like, he's supported Chicago, but
of course,
you can't
man,
really
Chief Keef can't even leave his house, man.
You know what this is? And I'm looking at it
Sorry,
from the
on,
side over here.
With you, what you're,
this is a generational argument here. Because this is where it comes from. And I'll tell you right away. Nick, you're in the minority for a lot of these things. Because what it is, and you're right, you're able to separate the entertainment, the artist, you're able to separate that away from the product that's coming right. and what you receive with that, right? And what's happening over here is the reason we have all that social media, the reason that we like follow people on Instagram, Twitter, we want a constant feed, all this reality.
Well, you want to be part of their lives.
They want to be a part of their lives. It's the reality TV effect. It's the Kardashian effect. That's why everyone loves what's going on with the Kardashians. That's why when Kylie says Snap is dead, they lose stocks. Because we're so invested in who these people are, and it's that image that's selling these companies that are right. selling these right. products, right. right? And it's the same thing we were talking about earlier with Cosby. It's like we saw this image of Cosby, and we associated that with him being that thing, okay?
Because if you think Cosby still is... the same kind of person to you after all this stuff, then that's kind of like, I don't believe that.
Well, that's just it. Right. And I guess he should be as far as his acting or his movies or watching reruns of the Cosby Show. But I'm telling you right now, those are going to get yanked off the air.
It's all together. It's all together. Right.
Like
that's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
So that image is tied in. But what I love about Kanye is I'm not even sure this isn't like this is what we talked about a couple weeks ago. Like this is WWE to me right now. Kanye's taking a heel turn.
WWE. Yeah, that's
great. Kanye's taking a heel turn. I think Kanye knows exactly what he's doing. And think about it. There's always been talk about, oh, Kanye running for president. Kanye doing this. Kanye doing that. He's got one of these top reality stars who herself might be able to run just based on voters getting older and people loving everything that the Kardashians do.
That's actually a...
Kanye knows it, like, you know what, like everyone's like hating on Kanye right now, being like, oh, this and that. But how many people have actually stopped following him or will not listen to his albums or whatever? People don't buy albums already, but are they going to listen to it? Like right. when a new Kanye album comes out
right.
on Google Play or Spotify, which you can find our podcast on Spotify. You don't think people are going to listen to it?
Good plug.
And now what's he doing? He's talking about how he's friends with Trump, how he supports Trump. And now he's getting into the Republicans, which he never would have had a chance
a
to get into before,
kind of
right? Like, that's a
there.
Whole different voting segment that he never would have had any connection to. All of a sudden, now he can do it. Well, you're like, well, you can't win without the black community or Latino community. But that's what Trump just did. Trump ended up just doing that.
And plus, Kanye is so much into those other communities than Donald Trump is, for example, right?
Well, that's just it. He's not going to lose all of his following, all of his backing from the black community.
The Kim thing's crazy, too, though, that you said, because she has she has 120 million followers on Instagram. There's only 300 million people in the States. Like, that's ridiculous. Like,
I don't follow her.
That's actually a point that I never really looked at, because he could kind of be building this in terms of getting certain votes, and because people, news channels have been praising him, like Fox and like...
Well, of course, Fox is going to be all about it now.
Like Republican Views news channels, they've been going crazy about it.
Plus, he's going to get all the votes from the crazy people. Did you see that tweet? the tweet was that got everyone riled up is that it started off by him giving his support for Trump, but you know the way he did it was talking about like how him and Trump have the same dragon force running through their veins and shit.
And the Obama thing too, like just outright just saying Obama. He basically said Obama didn't do anything.
You know what?
I think what hurt a lot of people the most is him wearing the
Make America Great Again.
I think that's what bothered everyone, right? Because it symbolized, you know what, you are an Uncle Tom. You know what I mean? I think that's what it was. But again, people, again, like to me, people get so attached to people's lives. Because you know what everyone's lives are. It doesn't matter what celebrity, doesn't matter what entertainer you are, you know, people get too attached. And
yeah,
I think,
but it's
I think people need to see the breakage of, hey, they are an entertainer compared to what their views are. That's fine. If Kanye, like to me, if Kanye West wants to support that, go ahead, man. That's his view. I can't be like, well, no, that's wrong. Like, but
so
I
if
like
he was
music.
Radically racist, you wouldn't say, oh, well, that's wrong? Because racism is wrong,
is his,
right?
Is his music going to
no,
be about
fine,
that?
No, that's fine, but is racism wrong?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So certain views would be like, okay.
But he's
like,
not being racist, though. He's just,
you can make a case, man.
He's just, all he's doing is saying how he feels. He thinks, hey, what he's doing, he likes what he's doing. Doesn't matter, he said he's not supporting him. He just says the way he does things he likes, meaning how he got the presidential position.
I'm just saying Kanye is weird to me now.
He's always been weird, man, but that's just the way it is. To end this note, folks, we want your opinions and your thoughts. And we'll definitely read them out at thirstworldpod@gmail.com. Let us know how you feel about the situation. Am I right? Is B right? Is Bell right? Who's right? Or what do you think of each of you? Like,
did Kanye break your heart? Let us know how you feel about that. Are you pro Kanye still? Are you going to give up on Kanye?
We'll read it out and we'll even discuss it more. If you have any other discussions that you guys want us to talk about, again, email us at thirstworldpod@gmail.com.
Okay, we got Danny Duggan here. B, still checking out the score of the games. And Nick. So what I'm going to ask you guys is, first of all, I want you to think about the three things that you hold most pleasurable in the world. Okay? What are those things for you personally? So think about those things.
Pleasurable.
Things that give you the most pleasure in the world. Three things.
Well, that's easy.
Spankwire.com, Pornhub, and no, go on.
One for me would be, I'd say eating would be number one.
Okay.
Number two would be either the gym or sports, like basketball, for example. I guess just getting active. And three would be making money. Those are the three things right there. Eating, being active, and money.
Okay.
Are those
you sound like
acceptable responses or what?
We're a little vague, but we can have
you
a gavel.
Something else or what?
You know what you sound like?
Those are good.
You know what you sound like? You sound like a BBW to me. That's what you sound like.
Your favorite, eh? Your favorite.
That's what you sound like, a BBW.
Let's hear
what are your three?
My three is to...
Sex, obviously.
Yes. Make money. And so,
well, such a copier, man.
And just, you know, and just be positive and happy in life, man. That's
but what life. Makes you, what's a pleasurable aspect of being happy in life? It's like
just living
charitable
life, man. I feel like I live a good life. That makes me happy, man. I travel a lot.
Okay, so traveling,
I get to do things that I want to do without, you know, worrying about budgeting or anything. I get to do the things that I want to do, man, without hesitation. That's what I love about
What
life.
Do they call that? Arrested development. So you haven't quite got the adult stage yet.
Of course I'm an adult.
That's why I'm still professionally wrestling after all these
Come
years.
On, what do you mean, man? I am an adult, man.
All right, what about you, Daddy?
Well, I know she's probably going to listen, so if I don't see my girlfriend first, I'll be in trouble. So that's probably the most pleasurable thing in my life.
Yeah. Fuck, I changed mine.
I mean,
you know, probably my animals, number two. You know, I love my pets. And pleasurable.
What do you have?
I have four cats and a dog.
Four cats. Wow.
Yeah, and
this guy's got an animal kingdom, man.
Yeah, man, that's why I'm getting a bigger house this week. Probably get more animals too, and then probably yeah. I'm right with you on food, man. I love to eat.
Okay,
what's the go-to meal? Like best, like quick, easy. go-to meal that you just can always have?
I love a good steak or a good omelet. Those are my first choices. Oh, yeah. If I get to pick what's
pancakes.
Been. Oh, that's a good choice, too.
Nice medium rare steak, man.
Or Burger King.
Got some veggies. Man, yeah. Got some veggies on the side.
Barbecue and stir fry, man.
It's got nice, quick, nice sauce. Like a nice stir fry. It's gonna be quick, it's game man. Over, man. You got a nice knife cut. Oh, it's game yeah. over.
You're not fucking it. It's just a...
No, man, the knife makes a difference, though. The
you
knife makes a difference.
This guy is?
Yo,
I like that, man.
The knife makes a
what
difference.
You? What about you?
The These way that cool. cuts in there, it makes a difference.
I'm surprised you didn't put steak on his list.
For a brown guy, I'm so shocked you have.
Kind of like one of each of yours. Like, obviously, like, yeah, like, you know.
Copycat?
Like, love of your life, you know. So you got that. You got the sex in there. So that kind of encompasses everything. Next. I like competing, so I like sports a lot. So not being able to play sports would kind of fuck me over. And the next thing is...
You're not good at it.
It's all the passion. Here, it's man. All the passion, man.
You
it's
have one
passion.
Foot, I'll take you out here. But
give me a wrestling match. Do it.
I also like my drinks. I'll put your head in the turnbuckle right away. Right away.
Yeah, open turnbuckle, too.
The master. The laugh about turnbuckle. You like comedy wrestling, so it'll be fine when your face is all busted up, man.
Nah. Vertical suplex, man.
We never got the answer to that. Do you remember a wrestler that used to hold the guy up in that suplex for, like, I don't know, it felt
man,
like a minute
yo,
straight.
That's a normal
I know
move,
you say,
I told you.
Ludwig not that
Borga,
long,
man. Ludwig Borga.
There's someone that made that
man, that's a
I've heard it like
it's
WCW.
Bro.
British Bulldog did it.
British Bulldog,
man. You remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
Remember his partner?
Yeah, Red Beard, Chris Benoit. I mean, Dynamite Kid.
Before that, Anvil.
Dynamite Kid, man. What do you mean, Anvil? What are you talking about, man?
That was Bret Hart's partner.
That's Bret Hart's partner, man.
Oh, I'm off then.
You only know the black teams, man. Harlem Heat and shit.
The New Day.
New Day, Harlem Heat, and Ahmed Johnson.
Harlem Heat.
And Ahmed Johnson.
All right, now you've got
friction
me.
It, man. Friction.
That's right. So I was asking you three pleasurable
Yo,
things,
you
right?
You didn't drop the thing, man.
Nah, we're not. We're gonna the post. It's the magic of post production, man. Do you, why you wanted to sing it a little
man,
bit?
Man, I want
to
sing that. This is dope, man. We have a little drop for the friction. Like,
let's do it,
music.
Man. Come on,
it's not there.
We're not set up for it, man.
What? He'll drop it in after.
We'll do it in post.
Do the friction, man.
He is
the question. I'm trying to. You keep telling me to do it, and I'm doing it.
Yeah, do it.
It's a lot of friction right now.
Holy.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is Thirst World Problems, and we're bringing you that friction. In this segment, we're going to be hitting you with those twisted questions, the ones that hurt feelings, start fights, and leave you wondering, what would you do if you were in that situation? So sit back, relax, and get ready to lose your shit.
Let's go.
Okay, so your three most pleasurable things. We talked about your three most pleasurable things. Here's the scenario. There is 12 orphans in a hot air balloon. Okay. 12 orphans
what
in a hot air.
What color are they?
They're equally divided amongst the four major nationalities. Whatever those are, you have to decide on your own. We're leaving it open-ended here. Okay?
Okay, go on.
So, their life basically depends on whether or not you guys are willing to give up the three things that you find most pleasurable in the world in order to not only save their lives, but guarantee that they'll be adopted by loving families by the end of the month. But you have to give this up for the rest of your life. Now, what happens here is they may land safely without any consequences and just live a regular orphan life.
A regular orphan life. Just grow up in a back alley.
But you, right now, have the power to give them a guaranteed adoption and a safe landing if you're willing to give up the things that you find pleasurable in life. So the question is?
Am I willing to give up?
What are you willing to give up and would you do it? So the three things that you mentioned earlier.
Let's start with Danny here.
I would give up, I guess, food, but I wouldn't give up the other living things in my life. I don't think that's a fair trade. That's trading a life for a life, I suppose. So I'd hold on to those things. And I would learn to eat bologna sandwiches, I guess.
Okay, but you have to give up all three if you want to set these kids.
Oh, I have to give up all three?
Oh, shit. You got to give up all three? I was thinking my one. Then.
I'm going to have to roll the dice and hope these kids land safely, I guess.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's tough. How many kids?
12.
Fuck, you're crazy.
12 Asian kids. Usually Asian people are orphans. Just throwing that out there.
It depends.
What? Hold on.
I did the math the other day.
Usually Asian kids are orphans? This guy's on some coffee. Yeah.
Anyway, that's hard, man. Like,
that's why it's a friction.
That's tough. Again, my things that I said, it doesn't mean that if I say that I save these kids that, I fucking can't eat any food and shit.
No, that's right. You can eat unsalted crackers.
Yeah, but that's not realistic, though. Like, why is that? I just can't, like...
All the things that you find pleasurable, you can't enjoy. Yeah, you won't be getting steak. You won't be getting matzo burgers or teen burgers. But you can have, like, spinach salads all the time. Unless you like those, then you can't.
Man, if those lives depend on me... I gotta give those things up, I would say. It's fucking too hard for me, man, to be like, because 12 kids are, is that what the scenario is, that 12 kids are done?
Well, they might land.
They might land, and they might get adopted. But if you give those things up, they for sure will land and go to loving families that nurture and care for them. Might be the next prime minister.
Yeah, like if I give up mine, then I'm turning my animals into orphans. Fuck, that's not fair.
That's a hard one, man. That's actually a hard one. I think this might be the hardest one for me.
Not for me.
I think I'd give it up.
This will be the easiest one.
Give it up?
I think I'd give it up.
Look at that. Split vote so far.
I wouldn't give it up.
I wasn't even going to ask you. I could see it in your eyes already.
You skip me? No. I wouldn't give it up, man. I just, you know what? End of the day, like.
Aren't you a killer, though, then?
Huh?
Aren't you a killer?
What am I killing?
12 kids.
Blame the parents who left those kids, man.
Yeah, but it's not on them, though. It's on you.
Why is it not on them?
Because the friction question's on you. Not on the parents.
Yeah, I wouldn't sacrifice anything.
So you would kill those 12 kids is what you're saying?
I didn't say I'm going to kill them. It's up to them if they want to live.
No, it's not up to them. It's actually exactly up to you.
It's up to God.
It's up to God.
You guys are greasing the question.
It's up to God and Randy Savage.
Answer the question, man.
there's two people that's talk to God and Randy
how
Savage.
How about you, Bell? How about you?
How about me?
I know you, man. Let me answer that question.
He can't give up his pizza and wings.
This guy will never give up his sweet drinks, man. You think that? You think he's going to give up sweet drinks? Look at that. He's sipping as it right now, man.
If I found out I had to give up alcohol, then yes, I would fully agree on this question. Here's the problem with this question. Right now, there's a chance that they might survive. I'm willing to give them the chance that they survive.
Thank you. I'm willing to give them the chance.
But now the twist comes
man,
in.
But the thing is,
the twist is coming.
If you give them the chance and you act on the fact that there's a chance,
I'll pour one out for
them. You're effectively saying that you don't care about the worst case scenario. That's the problem. So then you could make a case that you don't care about them being donezo. You know what I mean?
That's an excellent point. Because, yeah, you're right. What you're hoping for is, and I mean, that's what happens a lot too, right? Is like,
holy shit, you're drinking like Jake the Snake.
He hasn't drank before. Don't slatter his good name. But what you're saying there is you're just waiting for an escape clause, right? Like you're saying it's going to be someone else's problem. That's the whole like bystander thing where people keep driving by an accident on the highway being like, oh, someone else will help. Someone else will help. So, yeah, I would be guilty of that just because of the stakes of what you would have to give up. I guess, yeah, I'm... In that regard, I'd be more selfish, I think, that the things that I wouldn't want to give up those things for a possibility.
How are you going to go to sleep at night?
Drunk. Very, very, very drunk. Drink myself to sleep.
No funny business, though.
Take a shot to that.
How are you going to go to sleep at night?
I don't think it would bother me nearly as much as you think it would, simply because...
Well, you already did say before that you would like kill someone, right? So
there's a fair chance, 50-50, that they might survive and they might still get adopted. Before I came into their life, they had a chance to be adopted, right?
So there's a fair chance of pleasure versus life, and you're taking the possibility of pleasure. Is that a right assumption?
Oh, that's correct.
I'm done.
God and Randy Savage gave me the opportunity to have this. Might as well take full advantage of it, man. If God and Randy Savage want me to live a poor life,
cut it when I say that.
Live me a poor life.
Cut it when I say that.
Can't sacrifice my
hard work. We got to the twist. We did the easy part. Like,
can't sacrifice my hard work for these.
Now we got the guarantee that, we'll get to the twist.
Go on.
Okay, so we gave the kids a chance now, right?
Not me. I fucking guaranteed it. There's no chance.
That's right. B went the extra mile. So that now I'm guessing B, we pretty much kind of know what's going to happen. Here's the twist. So the twist now, instead of 12 orphans in there, what you have is you have convicted murderers. Okay? These are all murderers that have done mass killings. So it's not just a one and done or self defense. These are the goons. These are the bad guys.
All Bill Cosby's. Is what
you're trying to say. He didn't kill anyone. He just raped them.
He killed their vaginas.
Back then, it's just been part. That's how people used to party.
Anyway, continue. That part's not.
Being old,
anyway,
man.
That part's not going on the fucking thing.
Oh, 100% it is. Come on.
Reiterate the point. You reiterate what you're saying. That's just not going on there.
Okay, so we just did this scenario. We just did the scenario where it was possibility. Oh, that's why I like this pod sometimes, man. All right, yeah. We'll get to it now. So we just did the scenario where there was a chance the kids would survive. Now what we're going to be dealing with is the worst of the worst. So instead of 12 orphans, now what we have is 12 convicted murderers. And not just self-defense, not, well, might have been innocent. These are the worst of the worst. These are mass killers, serial killers, things that have done terrible, terrible things. So by giving up your sacrifice this time around, what you guarantee is these guys get apprehended before anything has ever happened. Okay, before they've committed their crimes, they get apprehended if you're willing to give up your pleasures. Okay?
What does apprehension mean in terms in context?
Or apprehended.
In context of this, what does that mean though?
They get stopped before they've committed any of these crimes. So it's kind of like a rewrite.
Oh, so it's like, oh, this guy's about to murder, et cetera, but somehow he was stopped and you know this.
Yes.
And then you make your decision based on that. You know that psychologically they made the decision to do XXX, but somehow they were stopped.
Yes.
So they didn't actually do it, but
they didn't
effectively
actually
wanted to do it.
Though. So by you eliminating your passion or whatever, the three things, that stops them from doing
like
it.
God and Randy go back and they rewrite that portion of it.
But it's not to stop to the scenario, it's to save these guys. Right?
It is the victims.
Yes.
You save the victims.
Yes. Oh, the victims? Mm-hmm.
The victims wouldn't die if you gave up your sacrifices.
That one's easy for me then, I think.
Yeah, if there's lives being saved, I think you can probably justify it a little bit more, giving those things up.
Dan, are you willing to give up A&W for that, man? Think about it, man. You got to think really long.
What if one of the people are killing are the people that make my A&W burgers? Yeah, if lives are being – if it's a life or death matter, I think you got to save lives if you're not giving up somebody else's life. Like in the first scenario we talked about,
it's 50-52, right?
Yeah, I'd be giving up. I'd be giving, you know, I'd be turning things or people in my life into orphans to assure somebody else wasn't. So that's kind of a scratch on this one. I'd be saving a life, and my lives would still be alive. So it would suck, but yeah, you'd have to kind of to make that decision.
Okay.
Ditto. This guy is just ruthless, man.
How long do I have to keep this lifestyle?
For the rest of your life.
Yeah. I'll be the same as them.
Okay. So that was supposed to be the another easy twist.
That's
to the
easy.
Question.
That was difficult,
it took you a while.
Yeah,
it
man.
Took you a while. So the final twist here is these criminals. So now there's 12 more criminals in here. And
I'm
only
kill myself.
The only people that they ended up hurting physically, so there was no loss of life, though there may have been assault or some type of fraud, something that hurt people emotionally or financially, right? These types of criminals are now reformed before anything. So the only lives that you're saving are the criminals' lives themselves. So instead of these people being incarcerated for an extended period of time, they were miraculously reformed before they actually committed these crimes. So now you're not saving innocent people. You're actually saving what would be guilty people.
Do I know they're a murderer?
Yes, you do. This is some kind of divine intervention, some random period. Randy Savage is like, hey, do you want to help these people? Because I'll talk to God. Do you want to help these
Randy
people?
Randy doesn't talk like that.
Oh, okay, well, how does he talk? You want to do a quick Randy for us there?
No, I can't do Randy Savage. Do you want to put him over?
You think Duggan's got a savage?
Oh yeah, God, we're gonna save these lives. Dig it.
There we go. So that's the scenario this time: is that you save the criminals or reform the criminals, but you have to give up your pleasures. So these are 12 lives that you can.
That's an easy no for me. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up my life and what I've worked for because they can't figure out the decision between right or wrong. I think that's something you can figure out on your own without an intervention. And if you choose to go down that path, you chose to go down that path, and you should suffer the consequence.
I agree.
Me too. I agree with that too.
You agree, BC? I thought that maybe. You would have thought
it's different. It's just the thing of the certainty, right? So in scenario number one, we were kind of 50-50. Scenario number two still had a chance kind of scenario. In this, if I know what they want to do or we're capable of doing, then it's like if I save it here, who knows what's going to happen times down the road, right? It's more of a stability thing than in terms of me deciding. So that one, I got to go for myself.
Like, why should I sacrifice the hard work that I put in?
Eating all those matzo burgers.
Eating all those samosas and matzo burgers. And while someone is, you know, not...
And again, you don't even know. Because you don't know if you could do this.
Yeah.
But you don't know if it was entrenched in personality that you saved them this time. Who knows if... That's just what they want to do, and then next week the same shit happens, and then all of a sudden you can't fucking do anything, right?
And there'll be exceptions to the rule where, you know, somebody might have a mental handicap that disallows them to think correctly. But generally speaking, most people know the difference between right or wrong, and if you choose to do wrong, you know you're doing wrong. So, you know, if you're killing somebody, raping somebody, stealing from somebody, you know what you're doing is not right, and you're choosing to do it anyways. That consequence is on you, and I think you need to pay the price for that.
Fuck pain.
Fuck pain. So criminal reform, we don't think really is a thing. Or like, there's countless people that will give up their energy and their time to help try to change people going down
again,
the path that they're going to,
right?
Yeah, and I don't think there's anything wrong with helping people. You want to help people and try to conform them and make a better society. But I don't think it's fair to ask somebody to give up their luxury of their life because you're a fucking idiot and can't make the right decision. So, you know, that person can make the decision to help you and they can make that decision to make, but I don't think they should have to sacrifice their quality of life, you know, at the expense of somebody who didn't make the right choices.
Perfect way to end it. Danny, do the plug. Where can we follow you and where can we follow
Hotshot Danny Duggan on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and the company is CWE Canada.
Well said. Any last words?
That was fun.
Nothing. Great having you on the podcast. Good as always. Hopefully
be many
in
more.
The next couple months here we get you again. Maybe a couple surprise guests as well.
Many more to come.
Other than that, that's it.
That's a wrap.
Salute.
Dig it.
Thanks for listening to the Thirst World Problems Podcast. For more exclusive content, follow us on Instagram @ThirstWorldPod. Make sure to subscribe, like, and share.